In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Friday, the 1st of September. Good as always to have you along, everybody. The end of a long week in this economy. Roughest, of course, down in Texas. We'll talk about that in just a bit. Also, Jobs Day, Tax Week, and Congress comes back on Tuesday. Sounds like just about 5 minutes worth of live radio to me. Neela Richardson is at Redfin. Cardiff Garcia is at the aforementioned FT, the FT Alphaville blog. Hey, everybody.
Hi, Kai.
So, Neela, let me start with you. We'll go to jobs real quick first because I think we probably have to. 156,000 new jobs, less than what everybody had been guessing. Unemployment rate ticks up to 4.4%, so we'll give it a firm meh. I want to touch base on wages, though, with you. Still not going anywhere.
No, they're still stuck. And everyone kind of expected for jobs to underperform. They've always done that in August, at least the last few years. So that's not surprising. What's still surprising is that wages aren't growing. And that kind of belies all the myths in the jobs market that there's a skills gap and that there's a lot of slack and all this other stuff. What we really need to see improvement in the economy is wage growth, and we're still not seeing it.
Okay, but how come, Neela? I mean, seriously, because this is your thing, right? And we've talked about this now for years, you and I. Why are wages not growing?
The economy is just not as productive as it used to be. Huh. And there's a lot of reasons why that could be. It could be that, you know, there's no new technology that's spurring productivity along. It could be that corporations are not investing enough. It could be that workers have the wrong skills. But it's not something that is attributable to a business cycle, just the natural up and down of the market. There is something seismic happening in the labor market, and it really is going to take some federal level investments to change the trajectory of wages. We can't stay on autopilot anymore and expect wages to go up. We've done that for about 7 or 8 years now.
All right. Fair enough. Cardiff, very quickly, a pass through Janet Yellen's brain. Do we care what the Fed thinks right now?
I think we always care what the Fed thinks. But, I mean, in the context of what Neela was just saying and the jobs numbers, this is a very peculiar and kind of precariously balanced time for the U.S. economy, where the jobs numbers obviously were modestly disappointing. The growth numbers, the GDP growth numbers we got earlier this week, were better than expected.
3%,
right?
Yep.
That's right. But inflation is still awfully weak. And so it's a little bit hard to tell exactly where the economy is going. And yet, as far as we can tell, the Fed continues down the same path towards gradually tightening interest rates and shrinking its balance sheet. So, yeah, we should care because this is all happening in real time.
All right. Fair enough. Cardiff, I want to stay with you and go to taxes. President Trump, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, and Chief of the National Economic Council, Gary Cohn, all spoke this week about taxes. First of all, they say there is a tax plan. What do we know about what the White House wants to do on taxes?
Very little. They haven't offered many details, and it's quite possible that that's because there just aren't any details to offer yet, right? So they're referring to it as a tax plan and as tax reform. It seems like so far they've talked more about tax cuts, right? But we don't know how much they want to cut them. We don't know how much they want to lower, for instance, corporate taxes. And we don't know what Congress will think of it, because right now it looks like the president is in a particularly weak state. In other words, he's being ignored not just by Congress, but also by some people in his own cabinet. And so we really don't know how these negotiations are going to shake out. And they're going to begin during an especially busy legislative month of September. So it's going to be really fascinating to see how these negotiations play out.
Yeah, and that September in Washington is going to be complicated, obviously, by the Harvey relief money and the things that have to be funded. Neela, let me continue with taxes with you for a second and ask you about something. All three men at some point this week said, we want to lower the corporate tax rate in this country. President Trump said, I want it to get to 15%. They said that will put money in workers' pockets. Is that your experience? Is that what happens when corporations pay less tax that workers benefit?
No, there's no evidence of that. And there's been a lot of research out lately that supports that companies that have lower tax rates. So let's get rid of the myth that all companies are paying 35%.
Well, right, right,
companies
right,
paying much less than that. And those that pay, large corporations that pay much, much less than 35% are still not adding jobs in the economy. So that kind of shakes at the assumption that just by lowering the tax rate, we're going to get more jobs. Mm-hmm. Just like adding more jobs will lead to more wages. We haven't seen either of those two things happen yet. And so there are a couple of big bets and assumptions in this cut of the tax rate. One, that we're going to get more jobs from it. And two, that we're going to get a higher growth rate. And none of those things are evident quite yet.
So, Cardiff, pick up on that for a second, and you got 30 seconds to do it in. They are banking on 3% economic growth to make this tax plan and the tax cuts in it pay for itself. Discuss.
Yeah, that is a very aggressive estimate. The evidence, as Neil said, on tax cuts paying for themselves isn't just scant. It's non-existent. That being said, it is theoretically possible that a lower corporate tax rate could lead to a stronger economy and more jobs growth. But it depends on what it's accompanied with, because it has to include closing the kinds of tax loopholes that companies have been able to take advantage of for a very long time. And so really, it depends on the whole package and not just the specific lowering of the corporate tax rate.
September is going to be a busy, busy month. Cardiff Garcia at the blog FT Alphaville and Neil Richardson at Redfin. Thanks, you two.
Thank you, Kai.
Thanks, Kai.
All right. Have a nice week.